Power 93.5. What? What are you over there smiling about? What?
Can I smile?
Yes, you can. And you have a lovely smile. And the world is a much brighter place because of your smile.
See, you're in a good mood because everyone's agreeing with you this morning. So you're trying to give me compliments because you feel bad for me because I'm getting roasted on day two.
Is that what you really believe?
Yeah.
That I feel bad for you?
I got it twisted.
Ron is infatuated with old girl. They've been talking. Ron's been catching her, checking him out, and she's probably been catching Ronsky, checking her out. He's thinking, I need help before something happens. And the majority of the audience has called in this morning at 869-1093 and agreed with me. Are you ready for some more calls, Carla?
I guess, if you'll quit filtering them.
Okay.
I don't know anymore what you're doing.
Hey, you've been on hold for a minute, girl. What do you think?
I think he's cheated.
See?
So that's how it starts.
Yep.
It happened to me, and yep, that's how it starts.
Oh, my God, it happened to you?
You start with the touching, the thinking, and once you see it, there you go.
And wait. You were in a relationship, and you had that bond with your coworker, and you had played it out in your mind before it ever happened, so then when it did happen, it was exactly what you wanted, wasn't it?
Yep.
The hell? Yep.
See, I know these things.
So what should he do? Just end everything because he's a cheater even though he hasn't cheated yet?
I think there's a lot of people that believe what I'm saying. Something's already happened and he's confessing something that's already happened. Hello, Power 93.5. What do you think?
I think that he didn't look at the menu, but he haven't ate yet.
Window
He
stopping.
Looked at the menu, but he didn't place his order yet.
Correct.
That's right.
So is he having an appetizer, or has he just ordered his water or iced tea to drink?
I would say that he's ordered his champagne.
Ooh.
Damn, went straight to the champagne.
Mimosa.
Bubbly, bubbly. His eyes are on the menu, but he has not ordered anything yet. Hello, good morning, Power 93.5. What do you think?
Hi, I think if you're raised by old school people in the church, thinking about cheating, lusting is cheating. Mm. They say once a man think it, you know, it's already implanted, it's already, you might as well cheat, you know? So they say, once you lust, that is cheating. You know, I was raised with an old school grandma. She always told us that. And if I'm not mistaken, it's in the Bible.
Was your grandma one of them that had them big beefy arms where the fat would swing when she moved her arms?
You said what?
She, I love them kind of grandmas. And they can
exactly.
Cook, too.
Tie up the switches, pick your arms with, and beat the last name off you.
Oh, my.
Beat the cheating out of you?
When it's in the mind, that it's already done.
So like he might as well cheat.
Yeah, he might as well cheat.
Class is in session. He rung the
that's
bell.
Right.
Thank you, girl.
And that's why he called y'all and not told his wife because he knows he put a price in his head off. He knows he's wrong anyway.
Thank you. See? Thank you.
Thank you.
I appreciate you both.
All right,
thank
Ron, you might as well cheat. Nobody believes you anyway. Might as well. You're going to get accused for it.
He already has, Carla. He already has.